Okay. Let's begin. Let's begin by taking a breath and withdrawing into our inner sacred space, and that we will continue to do gradually throughout the evening as our attunement deepens. And this is the summer solstice ceremony. We have been under the influence of this portal opening for the last couple of days, and it will continue for another couple of days. And usually, as a culture, we're not used to preparing for the solstice time. Maybe we make a little extra time for it, but we probably do more preparation for a July 4th picnic or a Christmas celebration than we do for a solstice or equinox ceremony. And so, as a result, we have a loss of the sense of the sacred. And for the experience, to be able to experience the solstice directly, so that it becomes a state of realization within your being. It does take creating some space around you, outside of you, and inside of you. So the first part of our ceremony tonight is to make space, to create spaciousness, so that the experience of the solstice has space within us to reside, to seed us with consciousness beyond what we usually experience, more in the universal cosmic realm. And we begin to have a sense of something greater than ourselves that we are participating in. And that's always a good thing. So we, in our culture, we tend to kind of contract down to an individualistic state. And the opportunity of the solstices and equinoxes and other galactic configurations give us a chance to open up to the greater picture, to understand that we are participating in something much greater than our contracted self, which gives greater meaning to our lives. A meaning arises from the depths of our being, and we want to open clear space for that profound sacred meaning to be able to bubble up, overtake us, and bring us into a state of awe, so that every cell, every atom, every thought, every feeling of our being comes into a deep state of meaning. And when we're able to absorb, immerse, commune in a state of deep meaning, which is nonverbal, we are transformed and begin to understand our lives. So tonight, we will be participating in a ceremony together. So when I pause when I'm speaking, it's because I'm noticing how the higher frequency energies, the luminous beings are starting to gather and starting to emanate energy throughout our circle and our beings. And so I alternate between speaking and then pausing. And so it's an active section and then a receptive section. And it's a little different. I mean, it's hard to listen and also be aware internally. So my preference is that you're always aware internally and you don't really need to listen to me. I provide the narrative and the guidance for anyone who likes to be cued in. So, for instance, the yoga class I take, I love the cues that the teacher gives. It helps me tune in to something I might not be aware of. But other people might not want those cues because they're already in some kind of internal aware state and they don't need them. So during our time together, you can go within, you forget that I'm even here talking. If you're tuning to the energies and having your own direct experience, bless you, that's wonderful. There's no need to be thinking or consciously striving to be part of the narrative that's going on. I'd prefer that you're energetically aware from an internal state. But I do narrate and I do try to give a perspective from my personal experience of how I see the energies, the guidance, and the guides, the luminous space working with us and us working with them. So it's a relational narrative and experience. This is being recorded. And the recording will be up on the Solstice page of the website. And you're very welcome to download it. There will be also a transcript or a summary that accompanies that you're welcome to keep as well. And there's the past recordings of solstices and equinoxes on that page too that they really are timeless. You could listen to them if you're interested. Pause and settle in a little more. So I received a question about, is it necessary to have our feet on the ground? And it's a very reasonable question, especially if you've been meditating all your life with crossed legs. My teaching comes from a very deep feminine space, which also means it's very embodied. That we span from the cellular to the soul, and that we everything about us, our physiology, our thoughts, our emotions, every experience we have as a human being has the possibility of being bathed in the luminosity of pure consciousness. And so in my training, I was trained as a spiritual guide in three different traditions. One was the Sufi tradition, one is the Andean shamanic tradition, and one is the Taoist Qigong tradition. My fourth teacher, in those three traditions, I was taught by a physical human being, along with the transmission from their non-human teachers. But the fourth teacher I had and have continued to have is Mother Earth and the Great Goddess. And so I'm trained in those traditions, and I've synthesized the teachings and keep them alive within me. But they're all surrounded and immersed in the feminine of the Great Goddess. And the feminine really emphasizes our capacity to be conscious from Earth to the farthest reaches of heaven, the heavens, the light, the sound, the perfection. Oh, I'm getting a bunch of thunder here. And so in the Qigong tradition and the Andean tradition, there is a lot of teaching about your feet being connected to the earth. And through that connection to the earth, you are connected to the feminine, to the Mother Earth, the Great Mother, the Great Goddess. And it also connects us to a gentle opening and vitalizing of the Mother Goddess in the Kundalini in our root chakra. And so, as we keep our feet on the ground and we begin to sense and root into the energies of Mother Earth, and we turn over our efforting and our striving into being held by her and by her loving energy, we start to feel a revitalization of beautiful, pure energy in our physical. And we live in a time when where exhaustion and lack of pure vitality is an issue. And if you don't have enough pure vitality holding you, supporting you, then your consciousness gets clouded and you're not able to integrate your realization into your daily life. There's just not enough support from the vital energies. So I always live by the motto of energy first. Having enough energy that we are able to release into ease and flow because we are supported by a vital, pure energy from Mother Earth. And so, with our feet on the ground and the chakras on the soles of the feet opening up to that energy, it gives us a very good foundation and place to begin our deeper journey within. So we don't dissociate, but we are lifted, raised into the higher chakras, the higher spheres, in a way that is a complete flow of reciprocity and reciprocal energies. And there's no hierarchy, but there is a core energy from which everything emanates, and it's dynamic and flowing, and also has a deep silence and peace within it. So it's important to attend to our pure vitality and be supported by the mother, by the beautiful energy of the great goddess that supports our physical. And she does not forget father, son. She does not forget the great masculine. Everything she does to support us and awaken the Kundalini draws us into relationship naturally with the descending energies that come from the central sun and the great father, until there's a beautiful marriage in pure love and beauty that we become. We become immersed in it so deeply that all the ancient wisdom and knowledge of our being is awakened, that the revitalization and healing that our being has available to itself at that moment is able to awaken and become accessible to you. So that is how I first got introduced to the Great Mother. And I know some of you, many of you have heard this, but I'll just briefly describe it. I was in art school at the time, and we had an assignment to go out to the park and the woods and take some photographs in nature. And so I drove out to a park and gathered my equipment, and I was walking down the path to go into the forest, and I was stopped dead in my tracks. I just couldn't even lift a foot off the ground. And so I was standing there holding a tripod, holding a camera, and I just stood there. I literally couldn't move. And I felt my feet sink into the earth energetically. I was probably 19 at the time. And she began speaking to me and called me to her heart and called me her daughter and introduced me to the teachings of the feminine. And the amount of love and beauty and vitality that came into my being that released all the burdens that I was carrying, except for the camera and tripod, released my muscles, relaxed my muscles, aligned my posture, allowed me to go into flow like I had never experienced prior to being incarnated, which I do remember. I was in that state. But to be in a human body and held in that beautiful flow where you know you are no longer an orphan, but you are the child of Mother Earth and Father Sun, changes your life entirely and helps you remember why you're here, helps you remember how to access your pure consciousness and your healing consciousness. So, until you learn how to do that in any position, I like people to start out learning how to feel that energy in the soles of their feet and allow that energy to suffuse your body so that you can see what it feels like to have your muscles relax, come into alignment as best as they can, to have your thoughts lighten, to have your emotions unbind from their bindings on you. And then you become free and available and make space for the greater spiritual realizations that your heart is seeking. So I will guide us in that. And then that'll be our preparation for awakening the sacred circle and coming into awareness of the solstice energies. So when a whole group does this together, it forms a very powerful field where we are all supported by our higher beings and the greater energies that we carry with us as our birthright. We awaken those subtle light forms of our being. And so a circle forms. We don't make a circle. A circle forms. It's really a sphere. And we become like a planetary body. And we start to come in harmony with the galaxy and the cosmos and the pure intelligence of the infinite spin and spiral of creation. And so the ceremony arises out of each one of us coming into an experience of our connection with Mother Earth, our freeing up of the tension and stress in the body, turning that over to be held by the greater pure vital energies. And then the miracle that occurs is that this beautiful sphere, sacred circle, arises and a central axis appears, and we start ex experiencing a harmony, the harmony of the spheres, the harmony of consciousness, resonance within our own being. And we're resonating with something greater. We're resonating with something that is in attunement with the greater wisdom. And it's all available. In other words, the planetary wisdom is alive and sentient and available to us. The galactic wisdom is alive and sentient. And beyond the galactic to the cosmic, and beyond the cosmic to the pure essence of creation. So when the solstice and equinox times come upon us, these are gateways. This is a time when these experiences are more available, where the veil's thin and we are supported to be able to experience and return to our pure being in harmony with all that exists. And that's why preparing for the ceremony is important. I started a couple days ago with the emails to start tuning you in to this ceremony tonight, just to kind of have you touch base with the energies that are available to us now. And making space, the fact that you signed up for this and made space for this in your life on a Friday night says a lot. It speaks to your commitment to yourself, to your spiritual nature, to your self-care. And it's an interruption of your social life and maybe your family life. And it takes a little bit of a commitment to make that space. And your soul hears that. And there's a response that you receive by making that commitment. So the main point is you're a participant. Excuse me. You're a participant in the creation of the sacred circle. You are not just It's not just one way. It's reciprocal. And you're participating in it and creating it. I want you to hear that. There's no hierarchy here. You're each sitting in the throne of your being. Your higher wisdom is becoming activated. Our light is unified on a plane beyond the physical. And we are beginning our activation of the circle and the ceremony. I'll just pause now so that you can feel, sense, relax a little more. I'd also like to welcome the friends that are here tonight that were invited to join with us tonight. So, welcome to you. And thank you for being with us tonight. Relax. Invite your body to relax a little more. And one of the reasons I record this is so that you don't have to pay attention to what I'm saying. You can pay attention to your experience. And if you want to hear the words, if you want to feel the energy again, you can listen to the recording. So I want you to feel free to be in your experience. There we go. And I'll explain more about the feet on the ground. And feet on the ground means in your house, on the second floor of your house, in an airplane, on the 58th floor of a building. It's feet on the ground, legs not crossed. So there's a different effect with the energy when your legs are crossed than when your feet are flat on the floor. So the best way to think about it is we need our legs to move through life. We walk through life. And that's when we're active, and that's when we want to be conscious and aware. And when we cross our legs, the energy is directed upward into the heavenly spheres, which is beautiful, but it is blocked off from the legs. And in many ways, that tends us towards being able to have an experience while we're sitting, but it doesn't always translate to when we're living and walking. And so, in the Qigong tradition and in the Andean tradition, and in some of the Sufi traditions, there is an emphasis on the practices that include standing and working with the chakras in the soles of the feet. This way, the energy flows through the legs and integrates the physical with the higher consciousness so that eventually, as you're walking and moving through life, you will begin to feel this integration of your higher consciousness with your daily consciousness. And so that is really important from my point of view, because if we cannot express our true being in life, life becomes very difficult. And it's not very fulfilling. And it leaves us with a yearning and a frustration and a confusion, which is really clarity is such a blessing, and confusion just twists us up on every level of our being. And so that's why I work with the energies from the earth through the legs, and then allow the energy to come up and rise up through the being after it's activated the root chakra and bring us into a coherent flow. Your being will remember this and start to integrate into your daily life rather than feeling like you have to remove yourself from life to be in a deeper state. And for those of you looking for a good chair for sitting with your feet on the ground, because that's really important. I pick my furniture for my house so that I am comfortable sitting with my feet on the floor. But Ananda introduced us to a brand of chairs called Strongback. Did I get that right? And they're camping chairs, but they are the most amazing supportive camping chairs. And they come in a larger size and a smaller size. And so those of us who are like 5'4" and under can be very comfortable in those chairs. And Ananda, even when we go to Costa Rica, wherever she goes, she takes her chair because it's so comfortable for her. So it's a great chair to have. And I know Ken uses his every time we have a class or a session, pulls it out of the closet, and that's his sitting chair too. So it's been used by a lot of people for this purpose. So you can look into that. Okay. So any questions or comments at this point? You can unmute yourself if you have any question or a comment right now. Okay. Take a few more breaths and settle in. You might be feeling yourself settling in because the whole group is starting to settle in now. Allow your shoulders to drop down. Start feeling your breath deepen. Invite your lower back to soften and release. Allow your knees to spread open comfortably. Allow the feet to spread out on the ground, wherever they land comfortably. And it's important to notice the tension that we hold in the lower back, especially for women. We've been conditioned to keep our knees together, and there's a certain tension that is just conditioned into us out of fear, out of manners and politeness and crossing our legs and all that kind of stuff that we've been trained to do. And so there's a subtle, continuous holding in the lower back that occurs that becomes unconscious because it's so normalized. And so unless you're doing, a lot of body work or your yoga, Tai Chi, or some kind of athletics that opens up that lower back and you become conscious of it, then it's important to invite that area of your body to soften and release. And it's very unconscious. It's deep in there. In our culture, there is a film of fear that has to do with predatory fear for women that gets into our bodies and we're not even aware of it. Can't speak for men, but I'm sure there's some kind of equivalency in terms of the tension that we hold in the pelvis, the hips, and the lower back. So allow yourself to sink in, soften, lower down. Suffuse your awareness through from the head down through the neck into the body, down to the base of the spine, through the torso, and allow yourself to enter an embodied state with your consciousness. And smile, smile from the internal state. Radiate your smile throughout the inner body and the inner consciousness. Bring to mind something delightful, your little puppy or your kitten or your grandchildren or your children or your flowers, whatever brings you delight. Allow delight to permeate your being. And you have the power to do this. And as we allow this delight to infuse our being from within, we begin releasing the heavy energies that we've collected. The heavy energies are just the shadowy energies, and they can reach, deep into the subconscious, out into the expansive aura. They're the clouds of illusion that obscure our clarity, our vision. And the antidote to that is finding delight with being internally aware. It's your space. You can start to claim it. And you can impact your internal state. And it's not pure physical, it's physical consciousness of the physical body. It's alive, it's not an object. You're in there, you're in every single cell, every cell of blood and lymph and bone and muscle and organ tissue, and re-inhabit your body, the internal space of your body. And in Qigong practice, this is called the inner smile. And you can move around inside your body with your awareness and smile. Allow your heart to smile at your liver. Allow a smile to flow through your being. And this teaches you that you have sovereignty over your inner space. And use whatever supports that you need. If a song brings you happiness, or some kind of image or your flowers, whatever it is that actually delights you. Bring that along with you on this inner journey. Good. So by doing this, we are starting to awaken the higher frequencies, the light of our being. Separating off from the external distractions and concentrating our awareness into a loving space within. And I can see some of you are already feeling your hands activate with the flow of energy. That's wonderful. Let it flow. You might feel light radiating from your palms or your third eye or your heart. That's all starting to wake up in us. We're all starting to come alive here. Invite the tailbone to soften and release. And it's an invitation. You can use your quads and hamstrings and pelvic muscles to tighten and release that area. And you can also just extend an invitation to that tailbone to soften and release so that we get the cranial sacral flow. Of the cranial sacral fluid that starts to integrate the consciousness of the spine with the brain consciousness and brings the nervous system into coherence and flow. And so it's like doing a little cranial sacral session from within. So when you allow that coccyx to soften and release, and then the sacrum softens and release. It opens up the flow of the cranial sacral fluid and the nervous system, which helps create mind-body coherence. And let the energies flow where they want to flow. Enjoy this. Don't get caught on areas that feel stuck. Stay with the flow, and the flow will continue to open up the areas that are obstructed. It's very intelligent air energy. It knows exactly where to go and how to free up any obstructions, any tension, any unconscious trauma and heaviness. There we go. So we're starting to make some space for the higher luminosity to enter the circle. We're still in a process of purification, but you might be experiencing the light and luminosity that is entering our space. It's intelligent, it's relational, it's loving. It informs us, it starts to guide us. Now, if you can bring your awareness to your calf muscles, And just a reminder, the calf muscles are the first muscles to activate in fight flight, which makes sense. If you have to run, that's what you need activated. So attending to the calf muscles is one of the doorways we have to releasing the fight flight cortisol flooding state of our being. And so when I understood this, I really took a month to become aware of everything that was going on in my calf muscles and consciously learned what it felt like to have calf muscles that were not in constant trigger mode, where they could go into rest and release instead of fight flight. And there's many different methods now with the tapping and different visualizations to help you come out of fight flight. So however you can come out of fight flight and you know how to do that, that's what you want to do. You want to be able to open up this flow from the earth through the legs. And I find that by focusing on the calf muscles and inviting that to open, that area to open, that it creates a open airway for the energy to flow into your body and the heavy energies to go out of the body into the earth. So we're activating different areas of flow right now. Different places will start to come alive for you, and they'll naturally come alive. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to intend anything or force anything. There's a greater intelligence here at work that knows how to integrate this for you. So this is a purification for the ceremony. And then we'll bring our awareness down to the soles of the feet and their chakras right in the middle of the foot in the underneath the arch. It's not the kidney point at the ball of the foot. It's literally underneath the arch that you can start to feel an activation there, or some kind of, if you have a sense of your feet being planted on the floor, like really solid, that means that those chakras are activated. You don't necessarily have to feel the energy, but a sense of your feet are planted. And when you have a sense of that, it means that you are in an active relationship of back and forth flow with the feminine vitality from Mother Earth. This is the same energy that causes a seed to sprout and life to grow. And you are grown from the heart of the mother and supported to blossom and bloom. And notice how that feels for you. What is your experience of this? I'm feeling some gurgling in my digestive tract, which always lets me know that I am receiving the vital energies. The same thing happens when I get acupuncture, when things start to slow, my digestion gurgles. So that's one of the ways I know. I also know that my calf muscles release some more. I can feel a tingling in my body, a sense of roots going down into the earth, a sense of getting planted, and my nervous system quieting down. So any number of experiences can indicate to you that you are getting grounded and connected to the steeper feminine energy. So it's up to you to note what that is for you. And it can be anything. It's up to you. You'll know when your nervous system starts quieting down and what that feels like for you. I have a sense of sinking downward, of just releasing tons of heavy energy into the earth, which is tension and more. And this heavy energy is food for Mother Earth. In the shamanic traditions, there's an understanding of this reciprocal flow. And so we are not dumping into Mother Earth. We're offering her a beautiful meal as she offers us a beautiful meal of vital energy. And now the rain is just in a nice, smooth pitter patter outside here. Any questions or comments right now? And the other thing I should mention is if you start to fall asleep, go ahead. You have permission to go into a deep state of rest. Don't struggle to stay alert. Your being will know what's going on here when your mind falls asleep. You'll absorb more of the energy then. So we're deepening into sacred space with our connection to Mother Earth. Our soul, our being knows that we're connected to something greater and that we're becoming seated in our core. And I love seeing this as each of us sitting on our throne, the majesty of our being emanating, the powerful wisdom, the staff, the crown, radiant, powerful, wise, present. Each person carrying the beautiful wisdom and love in their unique way, having space and respect for each person in the circle. So take a moment to bless everyone here tonight, offering your respect and your blessings to those who have gathered with us tonight. Giving them space to be who they are as their higher being inhabits their presence here. And we're still feeling the vital energy coming into our being, aligning us, aligning the physical, filling us with this vital light. And it's informing us. It's showing us what it feels like to be in our true being. And the more we're able to align with that energy, the more we sit into our majesty. And become participants in this greater reality. I'll be quiet for a few moments here. The circle is starting to form. There's more of our light energy freed up now, and it knows how to gather into a harmonic that is uplifting and gives us access to the light of our being, to the greater wisdom. We start to vibrate as one. And the vitality quotient increases immensely. And we become a living, breathing intelligence. Every so often, check in with your feet. Sense both the physical consciousness and the light of your being. All is one. Maybe the space is opening up for you. And we join with the illuminated beings, the illuminated consciousness that exists beyond the mind. And we become an embodied, illuminated being. We become a celestial body, which is the sacred circle. And note that you can still feel your physical and be aware of your luminosity. All at one time. The mind-body split is starting to heal and come into a unified state. The nervous system is settling down into a quiet state. And in the silence, you can be aware of that which is greater. And that is your own personal experience. Becoming aware of that which is just beyond what you're normally aware of. And we're beginning to sense the power of the solstice energies now. Our beings are opening up, attuning, communing with the illuminated souls. Of which we are one. We're remembering and returning to a state we know exists, a state of consciousness that we know we are. And there's a very powerful energy starting to activate in the circle. That is the result of this solstice portal. So the solstice is not just the sun. It's the sun in relationship to Mother Earth. And we happen to be part of that relationship. We are involved, immersed, can never separate all humanity. Is in relationship to the greater relationship of Mother Earth and Father Sun. And there's a point at which we shift from sensing that Father Sun and Mother Earth are below, above, outside of us, and we begin to encompass the greater reality within the sphere of our being, in our hearts. And in the sphere of the sacred circle. And it's a dissolution, a dissolving of a mental barrier as we come into dynamic communion with the elements, with the directions, with the pure life force and intelligence. Of existence. There's a lot of power coming through this tonight, so being grounded is very helpful. Sometimes spiritual nature, personality, tends away from power because we're afraid that we'll abuse power because we see power abused all around us all the time. And we need to learn how to lean into power to become power, to have a capacity to allow power to flow through us, to break up the densities and the heavy energies and the illusions and the conditioning. And that's the power of the Kundalini too, the feminine power to break up all those dense areas in our being, which is going on right now with us in the circle. And don't try to watch it, just allow yourself to sink into it and feel it in a just a very general sense. It's a very nonverbal, non-cognitive experience. And the power that was arising from within, rising upward now, has opened up to the power coming from above. So allow yourself to know power in a different way and just experience what that is for you, the experience of it in your being. It builds magnetism. Life force, power to stay within the sphere of your being, concentrated, able to hold all reality within you. To be able to withstand and flow with transformation. And you may be feeling some of that energy now, but allow it to do its thing in its own intelligence. Don't try to figure it out or get the detail right now. Just get comfortable with this energy. You may notice your surroundings getting quieter, not noise-wise, but vibrational-wise. As we are approaching closer to the solstice moment, we're in that sphere. And our bodies, our energies know the solstice. Our mind doesn't know it, but our body and our energy, our consciousness knows the solstice. There's a time when the energies, the feminine energies, rise to receive the masculine and the flow descends and the flow rises, fountains up from below and descends from above. And really, those are limited senses of direction. It can go beyond up and down, above and below, into an explosion of light and power and peace. We are being tilled, we are being prepared to receive a new consciousness, something beyond fresh that's never been in existence before. The creative forces are constantly at play. I'll be quiet again. We're entering a state of resonance with the galactic explosion of birth, the birthing of creation. And we're participating in that birthing energy. And we become impregnated with a new seed of consciousness. Don't think about what that new seed of consciousness is. You won't know until it grows and makes itself known to you. You're outside of time and space, outside of our daily existence in a consciousness that is much greater, that holds the mysteries of creation, and we are participating in that mystery right now. Allow it to be a mystery until it reveals itself to you. Now we're being expanded into the realm of pure vibration and sound. Totally nonverbal. Allow yourself to be in a nonverbal experience, like listening to music, sensing color, beauty, poetry, nonverbal, but experiential. But there might be a voice speaking to you, not in necessarily English, but a sense of a voice. Some greater voice within you. We don't have to know what it's saying, we just have to be it. Allow it to suffuse your being with a frequency. Allow it to become internal. Allow it to become your voice. And then the dimensional gateway opens. And we pop through and this is your journey, your experience now. I'll be quiet. We're taken through another portal. Into a realm that has no words to describe it, no reference point. We're allowing this to be unknown space. We're going to allow the unknown to be with us. It has the effect of bringing completely new consciousness into our being. And is beyond our conceptual ability. It has the ability to infuse something that we haven't ever known. Bring a frequency and energy, a wisdom that has been untouched. So if you would like to stay in this space of unknowing, longer, I would suggest disconnecting from the call and be in that space. And those who wish to reorient and reground can stay on, and I will help with the recoagulating, regrounding of our being. Does anyone have any questions or comment right now that you'd like to bring up? So the solstice energy is really an unknown to our regular consciousness. It's known to our consciousness, but not, there's no way the mind can encapsulate this vast unknown. And in the Sufi terminology, it's called a kamal state, which is a balanced state of flow that's neither masculine or feminine, but the integration, the dissolution of all that's known, the dissolution of polarity. And in many ways, it's like standing on top of a mountain and feeling the breeze, or by an ocean, or with a tree, and being in a state of reverie that you know something's happening, but you just have no words for it. And so there, we're engaged in a state that is infusing us with something beyond what we've known, but is closer to our true being and the nature of true reality. So it can be a little, feel like it's a little betwixt and between when we're always trying to figure things out. But that is the solstice. That is what these cardinal coordinates between Earth and the Sun and the galaxy open up for us. And sometimes, it takes a bit of adjustment to be able to sit with the unknowing. And so that'll continue over the next couple of days. That's part of the energy we've been in for the past few days, the whole sphere of the solstice experience. And that's why things can be kind of weird in life. There just might be an awkwardness and weird things happening. And so just try to have some space without judgment or criticism until the solstice time is over. It's a good thing to be without criticism anytime. But if weird things are happening in your life, then allow the passing through of this energy. Also, the sleep patterns are probably very disturbed, or you're sleeping all the time. So don't be surprised. So this is spirit coming into our everyday life and contrasting spirit time with the time that we've created for ourselves and the time pressures and the schedules. So it pits a deeper reality against the conditioned reality that we've been living in. So take a few deeper breaths. And feel your seat on the cushion, or if you've laid down or crossed your legs or whatever you've done at this point, just feel your lower part of your torso and breathe, feeling a little more coagulated in your being, but you'll still be very expanded, but a little more grounded. There you go. And there's a tendency to want to return to normal, what we call normal. And we actually want to bypass that and allow a new normal to arise within us. That the seeding that we experienced and the space of unknowing has allowed a newness, a new consciousness to be suffused in our being. And so try to allow a space for this. And see if you can bypass that feeling of trying to return to normal, especially tonight. Feel your feet. And you might feel a little sleepy now. It's part of the transition phase. And that's okay. If you go to sleep, that'll be a great way to come re to set this into your being. I believe in sleep as a great consciousness. So we were in a very arid space, where the air is very thin and consciousness is greater than the physical. We're starting to come back to the physical, a little more color, a little more regular presence coming in. And note what's coming in. And your field is coming into a wholeness back in this dimension of the earth dimension now. Whereas everything was within us before, now that we're in the earth dimension, we have an outer and an inner. And so you can become aware of your breath, your surroundings, your internal space, and your external space. And sometimes we don't know where we've been until we come back. So after we end, you can get some water, walk around, talk to your plants, look at the stars. Come back to your delight. And still allow the space of unknowing, the spaciousness. Don't try to understand anything right now. Is there anything you'd like to ask? Or I can help you with or comment. And you can, yes, Ananda.
Sarah, these solar flares that are happening, the cycle is supposed to actually peak next month. Any suggestions for how to gently accommodate them? It seems very intense.
It is very intense. I experience it as very intense too. But our ability to go into flow, step out of the way and allow yourself to be in a state of flow is the only way I know, to get comfortable with this. It is so powerful. It is changing us minute by minute. It is completely transforming our reality. And we can't control it. Sorry. Bigger than us. But if you can relax into it, that is my best suggestion. And things are nutty. We have to just keep allowing them to unfold and don't grasp onto anything longer than a moment and allow the next unfolding to occur. That's the best I've got. Anyone else? I love hearing your voices. Okay. Well, thank you so much for gathering together tonight. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be with everyone in this sacred space. And I wish blessings for us all and throughout humanity and the planet. So be it.